Let's just go ahead and run through this. In order to activate FTP, because it needs to be activated, you want to go into the account section here, and you want to click on connections. This is where you connect to all things, platforms outside of Sturman Audio. So you have things like the social media connections. So you have the social media platforms here, you got YouTube, and this is for cross-publish primarily, YouTube, Facebook, and Twitter. You have to establish a connection, or in technical terms, you have to authenticate yourself with those platforms to allow Sturman Audio to post things on your behalf. So that's what the connection section is all about. And this is the social media section there. Down below, you have the external media upload, and this is the new area of the site that allows you to connect to some of the storage options for uploading. And the first one we have here is FTP batch. And this is connecting to our server. This is our own FTP server. And the reason why we like using FTP, as opposed to something like Dropbox, which is another way we allow for churches to upload sermons outside of the web browser in batch or large files. So that works very well too. But the reason why I personally like FTP is because it doesn't require you to sign up to any kind of a service. So Dropbox, you have to have a Dropbox account. And although it's free, you have to sign up for an account. Whereas FTP, you don't sign up for anything. You just use the FTP protocol itself. And you can use any FTP client, and there's plenty out there. And if you use Windows, you don't even have to use a client. You can do it straight in Windows Explorer itself. So FTP has some advantages that way. If you click on connect, that's the first step. And what we have here is the credentials to log into FTP. Very, very straightforward. The server that you use is called ftp.sermonaudio.com. Simple, right? The username and password, sermonaudio. So no problem there. So let's go ahead and give this a try. Something called FileZilla, all right? My window explorer over here. So this is just my computer, my file system, and I have some test files here, and I have FileZilla here. So that's the lay of the land so you can understand what's happening. And I'm going to type in ftp.sermonaudio.com, just like what we saw here. Username and password, sermonaudio. So let me go ahead and do that. Connect. So we're connected. And we have to have a way of identifying who you are as a church. So the way we do that is we assign to everybody their own unique upload folder. So you just copy this like that, and you just paste it in there. That's it. So basically now you are in that folder. Okay, so you have to be logged into the FTP server, which we saw, and then you have to be in that folder. Once you are in that folder, you can start just dropping files in there. So I have this MP3 file. It's rather small. That way we can run through this test quickly. And let's just see what happens when we just drag and drop this into this folder. See? Simple. And there it goes. It's uploading. And there it is. There's our sermon that we just uploaded. But it says untitled sermon, and there's no speaker. So we're going to show you how to do this properly. So what I'm doing now is I'm going to show you how to apply the proper tags, and that's what they're called. They're called MP3 ID3 tags to the file itself so that things like the title and the speaker will automatically be populated. And once our system feels like it has enough information, it will actually automatically publish it as well. Now, the concept of an ID3 tag has been around for a long, long time. All you need to do is you need to go into your menu here on the file and click on properties. But here, for an MP3 file, you can actually give a title right here inside the file. And this could be, this is the title. Just like that. We use the artist for the speaker name. And let's hit apply and let's hit OK. So now, embedded into the file is the title and the speaker. So now if I go ahead and drag and drop this into here, and I go back to my sermon manager, there we go. It's automatically published, title, taken out of the ID3 tag and the speaker properly applied. So let's go ahead and edit this and see what else is going on. Well, there's your audio. It processed the audio. It put the title in, put the speaker in, and all is well. And it's already published as well. If you supply a speaker name, let's just go ahead and pretend. If you supply a speaker name that does not currently exist on the system, so Lees, okay, that's just a fictitious name. And if I hit OK on that and I try to upload that, it will not put that name there. You have to supply the name as it appears on Sermon Audio today. So what it will do is it will just say that there is no speaker assigned, and so you have to manually go in there and assign a speaker or create a new speaker. All right, what I will do now is I will show you one other little detail, and that is, what if you want to preserve the date somehow? So in this case, if I wanted this to be something like 2009, January 3rd, and I wanted to say this was actually the Sunday PM message, I can just call it that and upload this. Oh, there it is. Whew. Demonstration has been saved. So this is the newest title. And if you see here, there's our sermon series, etc. And there's our date. Look at the date. And if you click on edit, let's see if it preserved the event category. Yes, it did. Sunday PM. So just from the file itself, without having to come into this dashboard, you can specify the title, the speaker, the sermon series, the event category, the Bible reference, and the date. One more thing that I will show you and share with you. Let's say you want to upload media into a sermon that's already there. The way you do that is you have to grab the sermon ID, which is sitting right here. So this is the sermon ID for this sermon. You have to grab that sermon ID and just copy that. So I'm just copying and pasting. And you just named the file name of the file with that sermon ID. So in this particular case, I'll go ahead and name it that, .mp3. It will upload that sermon into this sermon record, this sermon container, as we like to call it. It won't create a new sermon, in other words. Why is this helpful? Well, it may be helpful if you want to create your sermon record using the dashboard just like this, but you want to go ahead and upload the media via FTP, because maybe you want to upload a large file, like an MP4.